Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Wake up to this altar daily. Welcome also to Sunday, the fifth day in April. It is Easter Sunday. As usual, let's pray. But let's start with this Easter chorus. Sing it along with me if you know it. Alive, alive. My Savior is alive, alive forevermore, no matter what they say. And now he lives, I have eternal life, where Jesus is alive. Sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah. My Savior is alive forevermore. Sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah. My Savior is alive, is alive, amen, is alive. Jesus is alive, forever is alive, amen. On this glorious Easter morning, I declare, whatever is dead, contrary to purpose in your life, must come back to life. John 5:25 says, the dead shall hear his voice, and they shall come back to life. I say again, whatever and everything dead, reduced, or in short supply, contrary to your desire, receive the voice and the power of God to return back to life. I speak to your spirit, soul, and body. Receive the life of God. Receive Zoe. All ill health, leave your body now. This is the third day. This is the resurrection day. Receive your health and your strength back. In Jesus' name, I prophesy there shall be outpouring of the Holy Ghost upon everyone today. Let me make the declaration. Because Jesus is alive, all limitations over your life are removed. Doors of progress are open for you. As the grave opened for Jesus to resurrect, so your desired doors in all areas of your interest shall open for you. Jesus Christ on the cross suffered pains, thirst, hunger, shame, and ridicule. You shall not suffer what Jesus died to offer you. Say amen. I receive it 3 times. Yes, receive it. Before I pray for bad day people today, listen to this. The death of Christ on the cross was the highest sacrifice that God made for man. God did not just pray for us. He sacrificed his only begotten son. Jesus did not just pray for us. He sacrificed his life. Sacrifice. Sacrifice. There is a mystery behind sacrifice. So, on this day of sacrifice, I call on 5 listeners, just 5 listeners from all over the world, this, the fifth day, who on hearing this now, their heart will be moved and touched, as God will say, do it. There is something in it for you. Who on this day of sacrifice, we sow a sacrificial seed, a resurrection sacrificial seed of 50,000 naira only, or its equivalent for those in diaspora. It's not for everybody, just 5 that their faith agrees with it and that has the capacity to do it. Resurrection day sacrifice. Then 11 persons that will do 5,000 naira only, or its equivalent. In TPGF, we talk about seed sowing and sacrifice a lot. We were redeemed by sacrifice. But it is for only those whose faith connect to it and have the capacity to do it. It is not for everybody. It is the 5 and the 11. It is those who will say, God will say to them, do it. You will see the power of God. Please tag the sacrifice. Call it resurrection sacrifice. I will pray for you intensely as we receive your alert. Your Father that sees you in secret will reward you openly. April 5 celebrant, Easter born people, open your hand for your birthday prayers. You are blessed. Your birthday is blessed. God will give you beauty, beautiful life, long life, healthy life. You will live to fulfill your purpose. Happy birthday. Right? Let's receive teachings as counsel today as time will allow us. First one, good morning, sir. Someone said, God has his own favorite. People that he knows that he will bless already. Sir, I thought we are all God's children. I am confused. How come God has favorites that he will bless? Wow. Don't be confused. That person just told a lie. Nothing can be further from the truth. God is not partial. He does not favor people based on status, on color, or race, or gender, position, or wealth. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. He so loved the world." No segregation. Romans chapter 2 verse 11 says, "For there is no respect of persons with God." So, your thought initially was right. God loves all his children. Don't listen to anything contrary. Next, someone is HIV positive, but has been on drugs since. People are now asking for her hand in marriage. What she should do, sir? Wow. Medicine has been so developed that HIV and AIDS is no longer a death sentence, provided the victims adhere strictly to diet and prescribed drugs called antiretroviral therapy, ART. So, medicine has also been so developed to the level of prevention of partner-to-partner infection or transmission, even mother and child transmission, has now been prevented. In other words, an HIV-infested mother can conceive and deliver without transmitting it to her child, her husband also, if their medical prescriptions are adhered to strictly. Now, my counsel to this person is that she should disclose her status from her would-be suitor from the beginning and also show all the medical proof. The virus in their body can drop to an undetectable level that it cannot be passed through sexual contact anymore. They should also sit before a therapist to take them through. They should follow whatever they are going to do. Whoever is God ordained for her, literate and well-informed, will still marry her without fear or favor. We have been told and has been medically proved that HIV and AIDS is not only by being promiscuous. There are other sources, other ways by which innocent people fall victim. Therefore, we should not judge, condemn, or discriminate, or look down on victims. Next, good morning, my reliable daddy and TPJ siblings. Yes, we are siblings. I love that. What do I need to do to overcome unstable source of income? I'm a salary earner. My wife manages the little business we have just started. At the end of the month, I will support our business with some amount from my salary to buy some more goods. However, during the month, while still waiting for my salary, we will be feeding on the little business. So the business goes back to square one, month in, month out. Currently, I owe the lot, school fees, rent, even online. How to pay this debt is a stress on me. Not to push the business forward. That does not even come to question. I am just tired. I don't know what else to do. I have some skills that I can develop, but there's no capital. Children are already in school, in secondary school and higher institutions. The financial responsibility is more than my income. I'm a family of seven. Please, I need your counsel. I need your help, sir. Thank you. Wow. You just painted the picture of many people. Big financial burden, not enough income to meet them. Your challenge, I won't call it problem, is a foundational one. Fundamental issue. You missed it from the onset. Building a financial base should come first before marriage and bringing children. And a business must be allowed to grow and blossom and become a brand before spending from the profit, not from the capital. You have just thrown financial principles upside down. I'm answering this question not just for you, but for all listeners, especially young people that are just starting life. It is not marriage first. It is not bearing children first. It is not building your own house that you will live in first. It is building a strong career and financial base first before all the other ones. At this stage, you ought to be paying school fees, rent, and other things from your dividends or passive income instead of your active income as you are presently doing. Proverbs 24, verse 27. I like all listeners to go and read that verse again. It says, establish your business first before building your own house, before marriage, before procuring children. As to what to do, favor. The only way I see out for you is favor. Ask for God's favor to send destiny helpers. That is the way to go. And I pray that it will happen for you on time in the name of Jesus. Please rebroadcast this to all of your contact, your children and the younger ones around you especially, so that they will not make the mistakes that others have made. God made the highest sacrifice in Easter. Let everyone that can make a special sacrifice today. The 5 person and the 11 persons, do as God lays in your heart, and the rest of us too, as you are able to do. God made sacrifice, we should also make sacrifice. I will pray for you intensely when we see the alert of the sacrifice you are making for the kingdom of God, tied to resurrection sacrifice. If you want us to send you the commission's account, send a WhatsApp message, or please send me the Turning Point commission's account to +234 809 789 4000. It will be sent. Please save it and register it so that you can then be using it for your tithe and other sacrifice and the seed. Seed 4444 is our seed for this month. People are doing it. Please do yours. I prophesy the resurrection power will lift us up. As we make a special sacrifice connected to Easter sacrifice, may the Lord make your sacrifice count and give you a divine backing. Glory and honor shall be on you. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Fermi Emmanuel. Happy Easter. Bye.